look at the economic and environmental headwinds of the $18 billion pulp and paper industry in Wisconsin, dating back about 175 years. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, glad you could be here. A state DNR report last year found the industry employs about 30,000 people and that for every one job, it generated an additional two jobs in other sectors of the economy. Join in all aspects of the paper products industry, 800-642-1234. Scott Suter is president of the Wisconsin Paper Council. That's the trade group advocating for the interests of pulp and paper. Served for 14 years in the state assembly. Scott, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So the council is one of dozens of groups around the country to win this $500,000 planning grant from the federal Build Back Better Act Challenge grant program. Can you start by giving us a read on what is the current state of the industry?
Sure. Well, we're very, very pleased that we were able to achieve and be awarded the phase one portion of the Build Back Better Regional Challenge Grant. That's in coalition with our coalition. And we've got a very, very strong coalition that the Paper Council is leading, but we're very, very pleased with our incredible partnership that includes and encompasses about 35 counties in the state of Wisconsin. We partner with Mid-State Technical College, the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, Menominee Tribal Enterprises, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, the Sustainable Resource Institute, and of course the DNR's Division of Forestry. The status of paper and paper products in the forestry industry here is strong. We, as you stated, there's about $18 billion in terms of manufacturing output here in Wisconsin as a result of the papermaking industry and the supply chain, employs over 30,000 men and women, and the industry is highly technologically advanced, very, very diversified in terms of the products it produces. Many of these mills are the lifeblood of their communities and, you know, are very significant contributors both to communities, community development, but also the environment in terms of protecting the environment. As you know, papermaking is it's paper and forestry products. It's sustainable. It's renewable. This is a recyclable product. And, it's really because it's been so diversified, because the products are very diversified, Wisconsin continues to lead the nation in paper producing, and we intend to stay that way. So the industry is strong. We've had some setbacks over the few years, but as you know, we've had two major investments just recently, a $500 million new mill, Green Bay Packaging in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and now another $500 million investment by Georgia Pacific. So
okay, let's
industry strong.
Yeah, let's break some of this down, and we're going to get to the environmental aspects in a moment. But early on, you said the word supply chain, or I guess two words, huh? I think pandemic. And so how have you seen mills adjusting in these pandemic times as we have also seen huge supply chain issues?
Yes, obviously our industry, like many, many others and many other manufacturers, had experienced some setbacks, certainly during the pandemic. But our industry was able to respond because of the strength of the industry here in Wisconsin and because of the supply chain product. And in terms of working together, our industry was able to continue to deliver the products that we use every day. And it's a huge diversity of products. You have paper products are included in almost every portion of our daily lives, from paper toweling to airlines to aerospace to even your cell phones. So we were able to pivot and continue to produce those products and, more importantly, get those products to market. There were some glitches, but, you know, because our industry was prepared and working 24/7 and still maintaining the safety of our employees, we were able to continue to produce those products, both for the state of Wisconsin and for the entire nation, if not the world.
talking with Scott Suter, president of the Wisconsin Paper Council. You can join in, Pulp and Paper Industry, 800-642-1234. I want to look more closely at some mills. And before we go to Rapids and Verso, I want to look at Combined Locks, a mill in near Appleton, formerly Appleton Coated, then Midwest Paper Group. Now it's like McKinley Paper. And every time a mill changes hands, there is risk, there is volatility, especially volatility for workers to figure out what new owners value and whether they will have a job or not. How do you stop the churn of mills being bought and sold and shuttered and partly shuttered?
Yeah, it's. I think sometimes in terms of mills, particularly when you mention now McKinley, there is opportunity. I think the McKinley purchase of what was formerly Midwest Paper and formerly Appleton Coated actually strengthens that mill. And I think you're going to see future opportunities as a result, not only for the workers, but also for the industry. So sometimes those changes do create opportunities and actually help to save those jobs and actually produce more jobs. If you look at the $500 million investment of Greenia Packaging in terms of their new mill, which actually, by the way, is a net zero mill in terms of net zero utilizing zero water. There are opportunities both environmentally and economically. And yes, there have been setbacks, but that's why our council and our coalition is working so hard to go after and hopefully achieve the Build Back Better regional challenge grant, because that's going to help not only diversify our industry, but it's also going to be used to focus on innovation and future markets and research and development for the entire forest products industry. So there are opportunities on the horizon, and we just have to make sure that the industry is strong and continues to respond to challenges like the pandemic that you mentioned.
Let's bring in Kathy in Madison, who wants to bring up the grant. Hi, Kathy, go ahead.
Hi, I just had a question. If Wisconsin Paper Council does win Phase 2 grant, what would that money be used for?
And Phase 2 being $100 million, is that right, Scott?
It's up to $100 million.
Okay, up to. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kathy, for that question. The grant, if and it's not just the Paper Council that would win, it's our coalition. It really is a very, very strong and diverse coalition. So we're all working together as one to achieve and vie for and hopefully achieve this Build Back Better grant. But really, it's like I mentioned, it's going to be used to focus on innovation and future market research, research and development on many, many fronts. So we have a plan in place that will help not only sustain the forest products industry for the future, but it's also going to make certain that, you know, we help our rural communities. This our grant application is truly rural focused, focuses on diversity and increasing workforce skills and participation, and really are increasing and improving our capacity to drive innovation and protect our workforce as well. So there's a lot of components to the grant. I think it's probably over 200 to 300 pages. Our coalition team has worked very, very hard to make not only this grant viable, but to make it work for rural underserved communities and to strengthen and continue to make our industries and our supply chain sustainable.
Scott Suter leads the Wisconsin Paper Council, represents the state's paper mills, papermaking industry. Join in from your vantage point about this sector of the economy, how it affects you, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Scott Suter here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the future of Wisconsin's paper industry on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Swedish pulp and paper manufacturer Billerud Korsnäs recently completed its acquisition of Verso. But what happens to the Rapids mill that had employed hundreds of people, that remains unclear. The Swedish firm's CEO told the Rapids Tribune that the mill was the largest minor asset in the acquisition. Scott Suter here, president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Maya now in Madison. Hi, Maya. What is your question about the industry?
Hi, good morning. My question is related to equity and diversity, two topics that are very, very important to me. I'm curious if the grant addresses these.
Thank you, Maya. Scott.
Well, thank you, Maya, for that question. And the answer is a resounding yes. Diversity and equity and inclusion are a major point, not only of our grant, it's a requirement from the Build Back Better Regional Challenge. And really one of the overarching goals of our application, our coalition application, is to do everything we can and create a plan to lift up the socioeconomic opportunities for our underserved rural areas. So, and we also have fantastic partners in the Menominee Tribal Enterprises group as part of our coalition. So we're not only partnering with the key individuals and entities that are truly believe in equity and inclusion, but also we're listening to the rural voices out there and making certain that we value and those rural communities and those individuals that reside in the rural communities. It's a very, very important component of our application. And we're just very, very honored and very honored to have Menominee Tribal Enterprises as a part of our coalition.
Yes, a little more there. Yes, a little more there, I'm wondering, because you're developing some new uses for maple wood. What is happening there exactly in that partnership?
So this is, in terms of our grant application, developing new opportunities, new uses, new research, and hopefully new products, but also new opportunities for Menominee Tribal Enterprises and others to diversify their product and produce and create research and development in those areas in terms of maple. So part of the Build Back Better Regional Challenge application that we have is to do research and development and create new products, new opportunities, and hopefully perhaps some new products out of maple research. So we're using the not only heritage and honoring the heritage of Menominee Tribal Enterprises, but also making certain that groups like that are prepared for the future and have a very sustainable product and opportunities. So really, it's one component of the Build Back Better application, but a very important component in terms of research and development to protect the industry, to make certain there's opportunities for rural communities going forward.
Maya, thank you. Scott, as you look at your application and as you look at your work in the rural areas, what are your plans to help Wisconsin Rapids and the milling industry there and the people who were employed at Verso? What are you working on there?
So we've worked in coalition in terms of the Paper Council. We worked with local officials, state officials, really the community to do everything we can to convince the new owners of the former Verso mill, that this mill is important. Not only their jobs are important, but the mill is important to the entire supply chain here in Wisconsin. So we're working with both Democrats and Republicans in terms of the legislature and, like I said, local officials to do everything we can to continue to convince the Swedish company of the importance of this mill, both to the community and to the state and to them.
And that's interesting because, you know, when the new owner looks at your asset in the community as a minor asset in their portfolio, how do you raise its value?
You know, we do everything we can to work with others to convince the new company of the importance. But also, you know, in terms of the Build Back Better, if we do, if we are able to win this grant award, the research and development that's going to result as a result of that opportunity will help not only the Rapids Mill, but others throughout the state. So hopefully, we can combine the research and development and the innovation for the future, should we achieve this grant, to do what we can to help mills that are struggling. We also, we've worked, again, we're also encouraging for the future, the state legislature to work on a fund that would assist mills like this in the future in terms of, for the industry, sort of an emergency fund. So if you look at our strategic plan that we worked on with UW Oshkosh, one of the recommendations that came out of that plan, that two-year plan, is to create a fund that, like Maine has, to work with industries, work with during times of crisis to assist so that we can not necessarily prevent situations like the Rapids Mill, but help out in the future and be better prepared to respond to those types of crises.
How much money would be in an emergency fund like this, and who would put up the money?
We haven't really flushed that out, but if you look at Maine, they have a $20 million fund, and that's reserved, and there are metrics involved, and Maine is ahead of the game in terms of making certain that they are protecting their forest products industry. So, we want to work with Democrats and Republicans in the legislature, and of course, the governor in the state of Wisconsin, to develop a plan that can work for the entire forest products industry in times of crisis. Hmm. So if Maine can do it, I think Wisconsin can do it. We want to continue to maintain our status as the number one paper producing state in the entire nation. And I think we can do it, but it's going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to take Democrats and Republicans working together. But I'm convinced that we can get there, and I know that we've got a lot of interest in it.
Scott Suter with us, president of the Wisconsin Paper Council. Let's take another question now from Steve in Milton. Hi, Steve. Go ahead. Hi, Steve. Are you there? Oh, I think we have.
Yes, sorry about that.
There we go. Get off that mute button, Steve. We all do it. Go ahead.
I was just up north. I saw a lot of timber trucks moving product. I was just curious what the process is to replenish the forest after the trees have been removed.
So, Steve, thanks for the question. It's all about managing forest land, and we work with foresters. We work with groups like the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association to make sure that we are properly managing our forest land here in Wisconsin. And the false narrative out there is that we're cutting down trees and we're losing trees. That's just not true. We have more trees than we've had 100 years ago, and we make certain, because obviously trees are our core staple of our industry. We make certain that we are properly managing our forest land, working with landowners, working with foresters, working with the DNR to keep our forests strong. And that involves a great deal of work and effort in terms of managing that forest land. But we work hand in hand with regulators to do that. So it's very, very, we're very, very strong in terms of our forestry management here in Wisconsin. We're very, very proud of that.
As we look at the environmental piece of this, PCBs in past decades, mills in Wisconsin released an estimated 700,000 pounds of PCBs into the Fox River. That's where we had the cleanup. Justice Department involved $1 billion there over 17 years. What is happening in the industry? Is there some truth to the perception that the paper industry is a dirty industry?
There is absolutely no truth to that at all. In fact, the industry has responded to those challenges and helped and done everything it can, and have worked hand in hand with regulators to clean up those PCBs. But now the industry is very, very environmentally friendly. If you look at the water coming in to mills, it's actually cleaner going out than it is coming in. We're a heavily regulated industry, but also heavily invested in terms of environmental sustainability. One, because consumers are demanding it, but two, because it's the right thing to do. Our 30,000 workers live, play, and work and raise their families in these communities. They care very deeply about the environment and where they live, and want to leave a better earth and a better environment as their legacy. So really, the industry has responded. It's very technologically advanced now. And, you know, we meet or in most cases exceed both federal and state regulations in terms of environmental quality. We're very proud of that status. Like I said, it's the industry is renewable, recyclable, and very importantly, sustainable. And we intend to stay that way and working toward the future and innovation and diversification to make sure that we're sustainable for the future.
Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Scott Suter is president of the Wisconsin Paper Council, which represents paper mills, the paper-making industry. We have a link to the council's new report on the state of the paper industry that was produced by UW-Oshkosh. It's at wpr.org/mornings. Just ahead, we look at the federal effort to ban one of Wisconsin's other industries, mink farming. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.